Show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, 2SER's sports program of choice when it comes to sporting related sport. And in a week where the State of Origin teams were named, New South Wales Blues coach Brad Fittler had this to say about us.
Across the Park, they're a great side.
Yeah.
Joel Kassam is my name, and thankfully my two co-hosts have different names, or this would be really confusing. Up first is a woman who is super excited to be joining the queue at the top of Mount Everest. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay!
Take a ticket for the turnstile.
What was the in the news? It was like the Audi came. Oh no, Batuta came out. It was like Audi has given a media release saying sorry for their sale on puffy jackets, and then they just had the photo of like people queuing on Mount Everest.
That's great. And also joining us is a man whose home and away character, Delivery Man One, has got him a nomination for a Logie this week. It's Mick Rad.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's amazing. I was a good Delivery Man.
Congratulations.
You're nominated for the Logie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm home and away. I'm all over it. As an extra, I'm really good at miming.
That's good. That's perfect for radio, too.
That's what
radio.
You have to do and you have to mime, pretend you're talking to someone.
You can't make any sound as an extra.
No, exactly. So everything, you're just pretending to talk in the
it's
background.
It's actually really good that you're good at it because I often look at extras that are really bad and it takes away from the show. Not a home and away, but just in general.
Is there like some sort of practice you can do? Because often you're talking to someone else. I mean, you're not understanding they're talking to yourself.
I mean,
so if you're two people having a talk, or is one person sort of not really facing the camera, so it doesn't really work for them?
No, you're supposed to be facing each other and pretending to be talking, but it's really hard when you can't hear them talking. So you end up just talking, miming over the top of each other.
Miming talking.
Yeah.
So you're just miming about the 1986 Parramatta Grand Final, basically.
Could be. I find when I'm miming, I'm just swearing a lot.
That's all we got, brats. That's all we got.
don't bring
hey,
it up.
Hey, there's another voice there.
Hey.
Our special guest joining us for Reconciliation Week from NITV is Danny Teese Johnson.
Hey.
Take him, black fella. Hello.
We got it.
Now all bases are covered. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Yeah, nice to have you.
Thanks for having me, guys. My first time in 2SER.
So, really?
Yeah, first time here.
How's
first
it compare to the plush studios of SBS?
Well, I was just saying to Joel before, it's a bit better, actually.
Well, it's a brand new studio, so I hope so.
SBS HR aren't listening to that, but I like it. You got the decks over here, bro. Like,
yeah. I don't think those have ever been used.
No, they get used for sure.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. It shows that you use them every week.
Yeah, I could sort of rock something up for you. End of the
Sorry,
show.
Mate.
Now, the best part about Danny being in the studio right now is he's wearing a Parramatta Eels beanie. I'm wearing a Parramatta Eels jersey.
That's AFL,
side
right?
Is stacked. Stop it.
All right, we're going to go around telling everyone what we're wearing.
Oh.
Gabby, what's your one? Bono Rules, is it?
Yep.
Bono.
Big fan of Bono?
Boro Rules.
What's Boro?
This is a really great Canadian underwater rugby team. Yeah, and they rule.
And they play underwater.
Yep. Danny knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. I do.
Yeah.
Are we going to get someone on the show, I mean, to talk about underwater?
I mean, I don't understand. Like, I do this to you every week, Mick. You're so gullible that it doesn't actually matter anymore. Like, I can say anything.
Did you fall for it too?
I got to admit, I fell for it
too.
Yes!
Danny was going along with it.
Yeah, because he knows what's down.
You guys met 2 minutes ago.
I don't know what the burrow is. I know the actual meaning of it. So, used to. Reconciliation Week fail.
Oh man.
Sis, I got your back.
Hey!
Can you explain it then?
No, I have no idea.
All right, fair enough.
Underwater rugby. Parramatta might actually win that.
Slippery eels.
I'm actually wearing my West Tigers jumper today.
Oh, you are?
So there you go.
Oh, I thought that was a Harry Potter jumper.
Really?
I thought it was you graduated from Hogwarts, bro. Just lost the glasses.
I couldn't even graduate. I can't even talk. I'll stop there. You couldn't even graduate from a real school, so there you go.
You do look a little bit like Harry Potter without glasses, actually.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I can actually know.
Was that a burn?
I feel like it is.
You got a birthmark?
Oh, Jolly Radcliffe.
I don't know where to go from there.
Go.
Yeah, no.
proper radio. Let's talk to Danny. Danny, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
Okie dokie, I'm a Gomeroi boy from Moree, New South Wales. I'm currently the executive producer of NITV Radio, so it's part of SBS. So me and Mick Rad work together, which is great working with another Eels tragic. We can reminisce about 1986. I'm a journalist, I'm a producer, and I get paid a bit of money to talk a lot of crap, basically.
But dream. No.
Dream job, yeah, exactly.
Good I wish crap. We got
good
paid.
Crap. Good crap.
But Danny's NITV Radio show is the only English-speaking show on SBS radio.
How ironic.
Well, yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, why aren't you speaking in Indigenous tongue? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got asked that at work. It's like, oh, can you do your show in language? I'm like, oh, which one? Like, there's 250 of them.
Yeah.
So if I do one show in language, then 249 other language groups can't understand me. So if I do it in English, then at least half of us can understand it because my English is pretty terrible as well. But yeah, it's always interesting, that one.
Yeah, yeah. But Danny gets very good at guests on. We both share a love of hip-hop and music and whatever. So, yeah, we get these guests in. We do live performances.
Yeah, get live music on Friday. So we've been lucky enough. Like, we had Dobby in as our first show who blew the roof. And it's really funny because our show's on at midday on a Friday for music. That's pretty early for musos, pretty early for musos. But, you know, Dobby just came and blew the roof off SBS. We've unearthed a couple of people as well. Like, I'd like to think little Budgera Slab, who was on The Voice the other night. He came on my show. I found him on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And, on Facebook?
He was putting up videos. So I was like, do you want to come and jump on my show, bro? I spoke to his mum because he's only 16.
Oh, wow.
And then he ended up on The Voice, right? And then Rebecca Hatch as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, she came in. I found out after the show, right? She's just turned 18. Her mum's Samoan and dad's Aboriginal. And I found out after the show, she's actually my baby cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
And I was like, I get goosebumps thinking about it, you know, because I've never had an 18-year-old, just turned 18-year-old, blow me away like that. The way she spoke and so articulate and intelligent, and then she just ripped this song live, hey?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I couldn't even tie my shoelaces. So,
You know, and then she performed on the stage at the Opera House last night.
Yeah, she performed up there last night, and she's just killing it. She's on her way, so, you know.
That's amazing.
She's going to be performing, actually, at the NCIE NAIDOC event as well. So you should come down. Nice. It's a free event. Mm. Very, very great day.
Shout out NCIE.
Yeah. That's where I work.
Yay! Down in the borough.
I had to do that.
Down in the borough.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it rules.
That's where they play underwater rugby.
The thing is, they actually do.
They actually do.
I love that Stephen in the next studio could even hear that laughter. And he's like, what's going on?
We need to get a player on from underwater rugby. It is the most bizarre
thing. Can they get out of the water first?
Yeah. Just kind of
bring a big tank.
Bizarre. We got to investigate that. It's just most bizarre sport.
If only we had someone who could do that for us.
Oh. But people with seal bodies excel. If you've got a seal body, you'll excel at underwater rugby.
Yeah, I guess you would. Or a mermaid.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We did have a black mermaid on the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That's right.
Did you really?
We had a black mermaid. We did this thing called... There's this big thing about mermaids and like buying like costumes and...
Wait, like a fetish?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like, yeah, it costs like $3,000 to buy a fin, right? It's a full thing, right? And so, you know, the Wiggles.
Yeah.
So it
would be weird if I didn't.
Yeah. I just got to check my age. But, Greg Wiggle got married to an Aboriginal woman and had this beautiful young lady. I can't remember her name at the moment, though. But she's the Black Wiggle, I call her, because she is a Black Wiggle. But she's into the mermaid stuff.
Wow.
And so there's this whole phenomenon across the world. And I brought her in to do an interview, and she brought it in and stuff like that. And this whole issue is that they're getting banned from swimming pools to take their MRF in.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they dangerous?
Which is a kind of sport. But So they have to take it in, and they got their big flipper there flipping around in the pool and stuff like that.
They get banned because they like smack people out, kids in the face and stuff.
Kids go flying.
Jump in the water and it's like three kids floating on top of the water knocked out and lifeguards going overtime. But
But is it a job?
No, it's just a
hobby.
A fashion trend.
Right.
You check her Instagram out. It's just crazy. I'm just like, if you're the Wiggles, you can afford a $3,000 fin. But,
yeah.
But, you know.
True.
But yeah. a different sport. That
Yeah.
Speaking of sport, Danny, what are your sporting credentials?
My credentials,
like, what have you done in the past? How do you play?
I used to play a bit of rugby league.
Yeah, in Moree for the Boomerangs.
I played in the Boomies Juniors. Yeah. Played with the Mighty Nowan Eels. Who come from up there at Armidale. I was in the army for a bit, so I played a lot of rugby union in the army. I was a cheeky little halfback. Little snapper dog. bossing people around, telling big people what to do. I sort of enjoy that, being a short dude. I'm just a Parramatta Eels tragic all my life. Sort of lately I've gotten into AFL as well. Mm. I don't know, blackfellas where I come from, anything with the ball you like.
Yeah.
Because there's not much else to do, right? So, like, I used to play tennis, man. We even play cricket. Like, I was a cricket tragic.
Yeah.
You know, so, and the World Cup's on at the moment, so I'm stoked about that. Go to the West Indies. But, yeah.
Why West Indies?
Yeah.
Because, I tell you this story, right? My auntie took me to a West Indies test match way back in the day. This is with Viv Richards, Clive Lloyd.
Oh, best.
Yes.
And my auntie's a bit loose, right? My white auntie. Shout out Auntie Trish. No names. but, yeah, I think she'd had a few that day. I can't really remember. But she had this... she got me up. She talked her way in. She got us into the dressing sheds of the Windies, you know. I'm there meeting. You know, Clive Lloyd, Viv Richards, Michael Holding, all these legends, gold chains on, look full gangster, you know. Yeah. And she's taking all these photos, and I was like, yeah, I can't wait to get these photos. And then come to the end of the day, and we left, and it's like, oh, Ark, it's back when you got photos developed.
Yeah.
You know, before the iPhone.
Yeah, I love that.
So she goes to Kmart or where it was to get the films developed. She opens up the camera, there's no film in the
camera. Oh, no.
Back in the day.
My auntie was under the influence.
She just took all these photos.
And she robbed me of all these photos that I could have put on Facebook today. But the West Indies guys were so cool to me, man.
We'll never know if it's true.
This just could be a lie. I might have dreamt this.
That's amazing, though.
But now
you've been a fan since then.
Yeah, so I've always been a West Indies cricket fan. I love Gus Logie. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, I remember
Gus. He was a real short little cricketer, but... Yeah. But yeah, they're just all black and look cool and had gold chains and look gangster, so I just went for them.
Yeah. I would probably do the same.
It was hard not to. Like, I remember just watching them going like, oh my God, these guys are just the coolest.
And
they had so much swagger
well.
And they killed us. They were just so cool. I loved them.
Viv Richards was the coolest man on earth at the time, right? Yeah. And just
that beard.
He was swagger before the term swagger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Did you see that amazing cricket catch, that English player?
I haven't seen it. It was...
Broad?
No, Stokes. Benny Stokes.
Stokes.
That's who it was, yes.
That's all right. The ringing will come in and check these guys.
Well, that's why we bring someone on, because we
Sporting
don't know anything.
Nick.
It was epic.
He did it was like backhander. Like, he didn't even go with the hand that was like further away. He went up with the close
hand. Yeah,
it was
the
really
jump.
A weird catch.
Yeah, he sort of back.
Yeah, yeah.
It was twisted and contorted.
You know, like that, it just looked so satisfying. My mouth almost watered. You know, when you just like get an epic catch and there's so many people cheering you, you're just like, yes.
When it would have gone right in the center of his hand
and just really
hold on to it, it's like, whoa.
Perfect.
You would have been so...
Was it the greatest catch of all time, though? People are saying that.
Oh, really?
It's up there.
I've got something. Yeah. Paul Vorton's catch in that celebrity cricket game. Fatty Vorton.
It was good, but, you know, he misjudged it so badly that he shouldn't have made it that hard. he was, like, going under and going, and then he sort of so awkwardly caught it, but he should have caught it, easier. He
stumbled his way there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good catch.
It was a great catch. Yeah. I have to give it that to him. What about you guys? What's been happening sporting-wise?
I've been sporting a bad mood all week, actually. I just have, been in a really annoying, cranky mood that's just been really hard to shake. Stepped in my dog's poo. Was really hungry today. Just really annoying things.
Fair enough.
All types of sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of
I did ride my bike here. Haven't ridden a bike in a while.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's
you walk in with a helmet.
Yeah, I actually forget how good it's
Did
really
you really
good.
Ride the bike or you just walk
just
with the
walk
helmet?
Just walk around with the helmet. Hey guys, it's been riding my bike. No, I did ride. It was good.
Nice.
I did nothing sporty this week.
Yeah, no, neither did I. I'm going to start training next week.
Okay.
I promise.
Me too.
Community
and I'll
cup.
Be there with you.
Okay, next week. Community Cup training Wednesday night.
Did you get the email?
Yes, I did. Ahoy.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, sailor. We are sailors.
Go the sailors.
Does walking to the beer queue at the Redlink camp count as exercise?
Why don't you come and play with us this year?
Oh man, I've never played AFL in my life.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
This is it. This is it. I did this last year.
Ernie tried to talk me into it 1 year, and I was like, man, I can't play that game.
Come down, play.
Yeah, but
Wednesdays.
He's trying to get you on his team. We don't want you to go.
Yeah.
To.
I'm on the media team.
Exactly, sales. That's our team.
What colour are we?
Red and white.
Red and white.
Swans.
I like the other colours.
Yeah, team. I know. So do I. That's exactly what I said.
A friend of mine, Lisa Jangawala, she's a muso. She played for the music team.
Yeah, Wailers.
The Wailers. Mm-hmm. And she gave me her jumper, which is, I think it was 32 or something.
Yeah.
Which is the same number as Lewis Jetta at the time.
Yeah.
When he was playing with the Swannies. So I was pretty stoked with that. And then Earthboy gave me his one as well.
So
I've got both of them in my room. So I'm like, oh.
Well, what you can do is you can play with the Sailors and then you swap jerseys with someone at the end of the game.
I just want to crack Alba. That's what it is. And then I want to try and outscale him in a beer.
Good luck.
So reconciliation week, bro. Let's have a beer scale and comp, shall we? Me and you, Albo.
Challenges laid down, Albo.
Yeah.
Calling me out, Albo. Calling you out.
All right, let's move on to a bit of
sport.
That was good.
That was sport. Seamless.
That was seamless.
That was good.
I've got to look at this screen. Australian, this is surfing. Australians, Stephanie Gilmore has dropped a perfect 10 on her way to victory at the World Surf League event in Bali.
She's on top of the ladder now, right?
Yeah. She is.
She's a goat.
She is incredible. And you know, she beat Sally Fitzgibbon. So,
another Aussie,
which is really cool. But a perfect 10. Like, imagine getting a 10 on a wave. You'd just be like, that'd be so amazing. So she's now moved to world number one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Heading into next month's Margaret River Pro. And this is actually the 12th time that she's beaten Sally Fitzgibbon. So they've gone up against each other 18 times, and she's won 12. So,
yeah.
Feel like New South Wales and Queensland.
Which one's which?
That Queensland win. Oh. Anyway, the last decade, anyway.
Yeah,
there have been a lot of concerns about the Sharks at Margaret River, and Kelly Slater was like, look, it's just, there's no point getting so fussed about this. Like, there's more, he surfs in Florida and there's more shark bites there than anywhere else. And he's just like, we can't
Jay Bay, Johannesburg's
the
worst. You know,
exactly.
Like, it's just a part
which
of
I think
the sport, right?
Good, like, talking about it and understanding, yes, the risks, but stop perpetuating this sort of, like, fear of sharks.
We've had this chat a few times, and so I always say, like, the lion's the king of the jungle, right? So you walk in the jungle knowing a lion might eat you if you walk in there. You go in the ocean, the shark is the king of the ocean.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So if you go in there, you might get eaten.
Yeah.
And it's just a fact of humanity.
Exactly. Right? It's your choice, so, you know.
You know, and be like Mick Fanning, just punch it. You know?
Oh, is that video is probably one of the best videos of all time.
Yeah. How Aussie can you get? Just start
hanging. That's cool. That's great.
I've said worse.
Delete. The beep button. It's been recorded, right?
Yeah.
So don't worry about sharks and don't worry about mermaids, I guess.
But I will say on the Steph Gilmore thing, I did go to Bell's Beach this year to watch the pro.
Oh, okay.
Just by chance. And the amount of, like, I've never been to a surf pro properly before. And, like, the waves are huge and the huge crowd. The following that she has from a lot of, like, the young women down there and the young brothers too. Like, it was so inspiring to see. And, like, they just stop on the beach. They just finish their big heat, right? And they must be exhausted as. But they stay on the beach for about half an hour, like, talking to kids, signing autographs and just giving back, you know. And it's really special, the surf mob. So shout out, Steph.
She's a legend.
We talked about this before, how, like, surfers, and I think you said it, how they're just so cool all the time. You never meet a bad surfer. They're always so great. They've always got time for everyone. It's awesome. In the NRL, round 11 we just had, I mean, round 12 started, but it was one of those weeks where if you're a tipping person, it was almost impossible.
I got three.
I think I got two. Yeah, gosh. It was tough. It was a tough week.
I lost top place in the tipping comp at work.
Oh no!
Yeah. I think that was really comforting, like. Actually.
Yeah, no, sucked in.
I'm gonna come back, guys. I lost three in a row, so that's why I'm down.
Yeah, they play tonight though, so
yes, playing the Bunnies, who don't have four players because of Origin, which is significant because now the Para are going to win. I love it when Para play teams that have lots of Origin players, and then but the worst thing is if you do that and then you lose as well. It's like
really hurts.
But
have Para lost anyone to State of Origin?
Not one.
Okay. We'll talk about State of Origin.
That's how good we're going. Aren't we?
I feel ya. It's all good. Now the Sharks. I wanted to talk about the Sharks. Do you reckon they're the sort of like dark horse this season? Because
I'm literally like, we've covered this.
That's right.
The other Sharks.
And they're only sitting seventh on the ladder.
Yeah.
But
you know, they sort of keep winning without their big name players, namely Sean Johnson. And then over this Origin period, they have pretty simple games, except for maybe Canberra, but Canberra is sort of going downhill. So, and the only person they lose is Gabby's uncle, Josh Morris.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. I feel like they're this sort of team that are going to come out of nowhere. By the end of State of Origin, Sharks, top four.
Yeah, I reckon,
really?
I agree. I reckon, cool. I reckon Shark is going to be close up there if they get it right and they get their players fit. They've just had, what is it, a couple of $1 million sitting on the sideline the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think, yeah.
And that Bronson Sherry kid is very
good. Yeah, but the thing is, like, as soon as someone gets talked up like that kid.
Yeah.
You just never see them
again. My son went to school with him at Endeavour Sports High.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My son plays with the Dragons, and Bronson was playing at Cronulla, and he said, like, this kid was just leagues above at 16.
Really?
Yeah, he said Bronson Cherry or something else, Dad. Like, keep an eye on him. Like, he's a better player than everybody at school.
Oh, wow.
So he was 16 or 15, and he was playing first grade for Endeavour Sports High, which is the big rugby league school down in Cronulla. So, yeah, I think he's going to be one to watch for the next 10 years or so, I reckon.
Yeah, I love it when these young kids just come out and you just straight away know, bang, they're a step above. You know,
well, they call him Cherry, but when his last name is spelled with X.
X, yeah. Oh,
yeah, Zeri or something.
Zeri. Yeah. Actually, I don't know, Xerox. Or
Xerox.
I was like, how do you say Cherry but with an X?
I just call him X.
The X-Man.
The X-Man. Yeah.
Gold Coast come out of nowhere to win against Manly at Brookie. Yeah. Manly lost again last night as well. They're having a shocker. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Good.
I know. With the week prior, the club had announced a review into their own football department, and everyone thought the coach was going to get the arse. But if they keep winning, he's not.
You know, the only Rabbitohs are on top of the ladder, which still blows me away. They've only lost one game all year, the Rabbitohs, and that was to Manly.
And by a point, right?
Yeah, and that's the only game they've lost. 1 point loss.
Yeah.
So we can get their second loss tonight when Parramatta beat.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
We're going to talk Origin now?
You want to talk? Okay, we'll move on to the rest. Origin is coming up Wednesday.
The best time of the year.
Oh, I thought it had already happened.
You just got hurried up, Joel.
I did.
In our
rushed a lot.
In our chat during the week, Joel called it Steak and Oranges.
Steak and Oranges, yeah.
Steak and Oranges.
Yeah, I've never heard it called that before.
Oh, I wasn't the only one.
It was rhyming slang, I guess.
Yeah. I like Steak and Oranges.
I actually have Steak and Oranges on my thing here as well. That's how often I write it. Steak and Oranges.
But it's the best. I love Origin time. It is, every year comes up. It's just like, I get so pumped. I get so excited. Even though the last season, especially when New South Wales lost like 9 in a row.
Because they didn't pick blackfellas.
Yeah, well, this year.
The first year they picked blackfellas, we win it back.
And it's huge because we've got Cody Walker, we've got Josh Adokar.
Yeah, we got the Fox, we got Jackie Whiten.
Yeah, Jack Whiten.
So we got four, I think, this year. Peachy misses out, but Whiten takes his place. But it is like, there's a time there, because they weren't picking blackfellas, a lot of us were like, oh man, we're sick of this, you know, we're going to start going for Queensland, but you can't once you stick with one team.
Oh, you can't change.
So you sort of got disinterested from Origin a bit, or you get a bit disengaged from it. But once Fittler came in, he started picking blackfellas again.
Yeah.
Man, the Black Army's back. Awesome. The Black and Blue Army is back.
That's what we need.
You know, so it's great, you know, like to see the Fox get picked and... people like Cody, who's a late bloomer, like at 28, 29, like he only started playing first grade.
I hope he kills it. I hope 26. He has a massive
I really think he will. You know, he looks that sort of player.
And he's been under the pump this week in media because he stands on the anthem and all that sort of stuff. You know, a lot of people are focusing on that.
I can't believe people are even...
Cry me a river, Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Cry me a river.
Yeah. And the Fox has backed him up on that as well, which is great.
And Damien Cook come out, the South hooker, he's come out and backed the boys and said, yeah, I respect their decision and I understand why. And, you know, so it's creating a conversation, which is nice for a sport around our national anthem. But go the Blues.
Yes.
I reckon I can commit to State of Origin. That's about it.
Okay.
Three games a year.
It's three games. I can do that.
You can do that.
We should all watch it together next Wednesday night.
Yeah,
I think. Oh no, I can't.
I'm washing my hair. Then.
So yeah. She can commit to two of them.
That's it. Nah, I will try. I'll try.
Two out of three
boys.
Ain't bad.
State of Origin. Looking forward to it. Cricket. The cricket has started. The World Cup. Get excited, cricket fans.
I'm excited. When's our first game, Aussie?
Saturday night, I think.
Good.
Against Afghanistan.
It's going to be hard because it clashes with the Women's World Cup, which starts next weekend as well.
Yeah.
So you're going to have two World Cups going on at once. It's sports galore.
Yeah, I know.
I'm complaining. Good, though. I'm not complaining.
Fantastic.
Warner and Smith back in the side after a 12-month exile for ball tampering, you little cheating buggers. But
Yeah, but replacing Khawaja with Warner, I'm not so keen on.
No, I'd rather see Sean Marsh dropped.
Yes.
I think he's the lowest run scorer. I think he's erratic as a batsman in one day, as he does pull out a bit of a gem here and there. But yeah. I'd love to see Uzi.
Yeah, everyone loves Uzi. Yeah.
Stay in there at number three. And if you put Warner and Fitch at one or two at openers, I think that would make a pretty good cricket side.
You should be a selector there, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Cricket Australia, if you're listening, you know, after your last fiasco, you can't do much worse than me.
I just love to do a skit. Like, we just cut and, like, Danny's there. Just like, all right, this is it.
Dave, put the sandpaper away.
It's an electric one.
I've warned you, Warner. I've warned you.
Yeah, those are the electric ones. Much better. Works much better.
So satisfying.
So 10 teams. I'm not going to name them all. There's 10 of them.
Yeah.
Australia's one. West Indies is another. It's currently the Australian's trophy. But we lost to World... Hang on. What have I written here?
Is Namibia here in this year? Is it like, what's the Minnows?
Bangladesh.
Kenya?
I said Afghanistan. We play...
Is Ireland in it? Remember they were in a couple of years ago?
I feel like Ireland aren't. Yeah. Yeah. I should have written it down.
That's right, research, bro, research.
We'll get it next week.
Yeah.
Sounds like my radio show.
Definitely next week. Well, we'll get 5 teams next week and then the following. So, yes, I had stuff, but I'm not going to read it because I don't think I've written it properly. Mick, we've got to do a game before we run out of time.
Quiz time!
Also, just quickly wanted to mention the basketball. Raptors versus Golden State Warriors game on was today. Raptors won. It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. And we'll talk more about that as the series goes on. But
Do
you reckon they'll win?
Raptors, yes. They'll win four. Good. They'll win four. Maybe there 5. Yeah. Go.
All right. Go. Oh, yeah. I got to do it. Do you want to come sit over here, Mick?
Reconciliation Week quiz with Diva Danisha. Now, no one gets that, but Danny dressed up as a woman a few years ago for Univision. You can find it on Facebook, Diva Danisha.
One of my best friends is a drag queen, Benny Gratz. goes by the name of Miscellaneous, so out of solidarity...
Oh, my God, that is so fantastic. I love that.
So, yeah, a few years ago, he dared me to dress up and go on TV and do a full report as a drag queen, which I did.
Love it.
Oh, wow.
It took me 3 hours to get dressed up.
It's hard.
Yeah, it was fun getting dressed up. I felt a bit girly. But but getting that stuff off my face took about 3 days.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But anyway.
All right. So we've got a bunch of questions.
Stitch me up time.
Well, anyone can shoot at these. You know, you might have a bit of a head start, Danny. We'll see. All right. Ben Harradine was the first Indigenous field athlete to represent Australia at the Olympics. Which field event does he hold the Australian record in?
You don't have to put it yet. You can just
answer. No one on radio can
see. You have to do is go bing bong.
I even had multiple choice, but do you know it?
Was he shot put?
Javelin?
Disc?
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those three. Disc.
I was going to give you a hint by how far it was, but it was 68.
One six, of the things you throw.
68.2 metres and it's
discus.
Yeah. Well done on the third.
Good start. Very good start.
All right. We all know that Cathy Freeman's amazing 402,000, but who was the first Indigenous woman to win an Olympic medal and when?
Oh.
Is it swimming?
It is.
Yeah. Is it...
I know.
Go for it.
I'm going to let you go.
No, because
I like you watching you think. Squeeze your eyes real hard thinking. Is it Samantha Riley?
Yeah, Danny got it.
Oh.
In the 100-meter breaststroke in 1992.
Oh,
she was such a great swimmer.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, this is another Olympic Game associated one. How many Indigenous athletes have competed in the 2016 Olympics in Rio? Like, we've got, out of 421 athletes, how many of those were Indigenous in 2016?
2016?
Oh, God. I'll give you multiple choice. Is it 5, 10, or 25?
10.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, it's a 10. I know we had a couple of boxes.
And look, it's underrepresented, I think, if you're looking, you know, at percentage and the amount of athletes that we have. So it's,
yep,
we'll have
sure.
to pump that number. I think 12 is the most we've ever had, and that was at Sydney.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we've mentioned two Indigenous New South Wales players, or the three that are playing in the game, but can you name the Indigenous players for Queensland?
Yeah. Dane Gagai.
Yeah.
There's
three of them.
Three of them. Dane Gagai.
Joel, you got any?
I'm just, like, trying to picture the team.
Stop Googling it.
Oh, I got the team.
I know nothing about
sorry,
sport.
Gabby. I know. I sort of knew you would you'd fail at this one.
All I can think of is Mal Meninga.
Will Chambers.
Will Chambers, well done. And there's one more on the bench.
On the bench.
I'll give you a hint. David
Fifita. Fifita?
Oh, he got it.
Yeah,
he
did. That's it. No, I understand. He's sort of killing it.
Really good. One more.
Last question, quick one. Okay, who's scored the most tries for Queensland in State of Origin history?
Greg Inglis.
Boom. Easily. 18.
I was going to say that.
Oh, no, see, Gabby, you would have had it.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show. Danny, thank you so much.
Thank you. You know,
it's been a blast. Too fast. And yeah, hopefully we'll get you on again soon.
Yes, please.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Yo.